Random House Audio presents A World on Fire by Amanda Foreman. Read for you by Robertson Dean. Preface. Some years ago, while researching the life of Georgiana, Duchess of Devonshire, I learned that her great-nephew, later the 8th Duke of Devonshire, had spent Christmas Day 1862 making eggnog for the Confederate cavalry officers of General Robert E. Lee's army. I hope Freddie, his younger brother, Lord Frederick Cavendish, won't groan much over my rebel sympathies, but I can't help them, he wrote to his father 3 days later. The people here are so much more earnest about the war than the North seems to be. I was aware that the American Civil War had sharply polarized public opinion in Britain. My original doctoral thesis had examined attitudes toward race and color in pre-Victorian England, but it was still a shock to discover that the heir to the greatest liberal peerage in England thought the slaveholding South had the moral advantage over the anti-slavery North. Understanding how the Confederacy had managed to achieve this ascendancy, not only with the Duke, but also with people who might generally be considered as belonging to the progressive classes in Britain, journalists, writers, university students, actors, social reformers, even the clergy, became one of the driving obsessions behind this book. My original intention was to write a history of the British volunteers who fought in the Civil War. I had assumed that by examining their reasons for joining the Union or Confederate armies, I would gain an insight into the forces that had shaped public opinion. But once I began, the book refused to stay within its intended confines, especially as it became clear that these volunteers were part of an Anglo-American...